You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
The Panthers are 6-4 on the money line. The Raiders 10-17. The Panthers +3 at 20-21. The Raiders -3 at 20-23. And this total points line is set at 49.5. The under is 10-11. And the over in the market at 10-11. I think we should actually start this preview by discussing the scheduling quirk. It's something that you talked about with Chris Andrews on your Guessing the Lines podcast published on Monday. It is a negative that the Oakland Raiders have to come back from Mexico City to play this game on Sunday, and the Panthers come into this on the back of a bye. How much does that influence how you approach this line and betting on this match, Gil?
I think it matters, but I think it's built into the line already, right? I think that it's no secret that that's what happened here. So I don't think from a betting perspective that I necessarily think that there's anything missing from the line as is. I do think that the NFL should be asking themselves, what the hell have we done here? Which is, you're basically penalizing the Raiders for, you know, not only their trip into altitude, but the fact that they're subsequent opponent is also coming off the rest, as you just mentioned, the Carolina Panthers. By the way, the Houston Texans, who played that game in Mexico City against the Raiders, also have the same predicament. They're playing a team that's coming off a bye in the San Diego Chargers. So you sort of ask yourself, well, that doesn't sound very fair. And I think it isn't fair. And I think the NFL has to sort of the anti-London, right? When teams come and play at Wembley, it's almost a de facto bye the next week for all those teams. Well, when you play in the altitude of Mexico City, apparently then you get to play a team that's coming off a bye. It's very strange. I think we really should start this discussion, though, Dave, if I may. Oakland against the Texans in Mexico City. I was on Oakland that night. So I say this as a guy who benefited from this. But I've never seen a bigger shaft given to a football team than was given to the Texans in that game. The Raiders should feel so fortunate to win that game. It's unbelievable what happened.
Go on, elaborate, Gil.
Well, there's a few things. One, in case you missed the game, DeAndre Hopkins had a touchdown down the left sideline where he was whistled out of bounds. He never went out of bounds. So took 7 points away from the Texans there. And there were two calls. There was another call by the ref. Late in the game, Houston was trying to convert a fourth down. I think to anybody's naked eye, it was an easy conversion. And yet the referee spotted the ball in such a way that Houston was not given a first down. And so the Raiders took over possession in a key spot there late in the game. And the third thing was just a coaching error on the fact that the Houston Texans coach Bill O'Brien, with 3 minutes left in the game, with only one timeout at their disposal left and the 2 minute warning, Houston chose to punt the ball away to the Raiders down a touchdown. And all the Raiders at that point had to do is convert one first down, which they did, and sealed the game. Very strange on the part of Bill O'Brien. So the Raiders, through a combination of the ref's errors and Bill O'Brien's just ridiculous punt call, ended up winning that game and covering in the process. But what a season for the Raiders. That's just how it's gone for them. They're 8-2 now, facing the Panthers here.
They are 8-2, so going well, the Raiders. The Panthers are 4-6, but they have won 3 of their last 4 games now, Gil. But they are going to be without linebacker Luke Kuechly, and that is huge for this Panthers franchise because he is their standout player on defense. We talk about players that move the number. We've mentioned earlier on in the podcast that Andrew Luck and Ben Roethlisberger move it by up to a touchdown. Luke Kuechly is huge for this franchise. Not many players away from the quarterbacks in the league can move the number, but he's probably one of them.
I think you're probably right with that. I mean, people should know, as great defensive players, don't move it nearly as much as a quarterback does. But Kuechly probably moved it a point or so. And by the way, you're telling me something. I didn't know that that decision had been made. I knew that they were wavering on Kuechly and concussion protocol. But you're saying he is out now, huh?
I'm just checking now, Gil. I'm just checking. Let's have a look what we've got here.
You may be very right.
Yeah, I think it's unlikely. I thought he was already out, but I think it is unlikely. I don't think anything's been confirmed officially yet, Gil.
Okay. You may prove to be right, though. I think you're probably going to end up being right on that, and that's huge. And then, you know, then they've got A.J. Klein, who fills in for him, who's also, I believe, coming off a bit of concussion protocol himself. So You know, the Panthers are a team, you know, 15-1 last year. No one expected them to go 15-1 again this year, let alone last year to begin with, right? But no one expected their season to fall in as nicely as it did last year. But certainly people thought they were a clear playoff team who would sort of cruise into the playoffs in the AFC South. And just beyond Keekly, just such a wounded football team. With all kinds of injuries, Ryan Khalil, their center on offense, is a huge part of that offense as well, and he is uncertain for this game as well. So if you take out Khalil on offense and Keekly on defense, you're taking out the heart of both sides of the football for the Panthers. And against a Raiders team that can kind of score at will, you can't really keep up with that kind of offensive production. So got to like Oakland to win here. Now, the spread is the great equalizer, as a guy on my show, Ace, likes to say, and so that's another matter altogether. But I just don't think Carolina has what it takes to win this football game. It's interesting that Carolina now, coming off their bye, they're spending 2 weeks in a row on the West Coast. So they have a game here against the Raiders, and the next week they go and travel to play the Seahawks. They're actually going to stay in the Bay Area between games, sort of the midway point. They're going to hang out on the West Coast to try to reduce the travel as well.
So leaning towards the Oakland Raiders -3, Gil, but I'm feeling not a confident pick.
Not a best bet for me. Not a best bet, but yes.
Get a £5 free bet every week with Offer Club from William Hill.
Hey, oh, let's go, let's go.
Simply stake a total of £20 or more across the week on pre-match football accumulators with four or more selections, and you'll get a £5 free bet on the Friday. Plus, you can get on faster and easier than ever with our new and improved mobile betting experience. Join William Hill Offer Club on mobile or online now. When the fun stops, stop.